The apostasy that the late Billy Graham opposed is on display in subtle and not-so-subtle ways in story after story telling of his life or memorializing him. An example is that USA Today used Graham's obituary to attack his son Franklin. The general tenor of these statements was that Billy Graham preached peace and love as opposed to being judgmental, unlike his son Franklin Graham, who is called out as sin, Islam, as well as homosexuality. This twisting of reality is poppycock of the highest order. Billy Graham spoke of the great judgment of God upon man constantly and implored all to specifically turn from their sin and repent, meaning to admit to and acknowledge how wrong they have been in their sin and to turn to Jesus Christ for their salvation. The apostasy that's being promoted, that sadly has taken most of our traditional mainline church denominations, is that one can simply choose what one regards to be sin, rejecting even direct statements in the Word of God. That one can simply enjoy the love and peace of Christ and His forgiveness without acknowledging one's own sin, how wrong it is, and just keep on sinning, but of course without acknowledging it as such. Such is apostasy and counter to the message of sin and salvation from it, so ably delivered by Billy Graham to over 260 million people in person during his life's ministry. Substituting one's own judgment of what is or is not sin for that of God is foolishness in the ultimate. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.